Hotel wake-up call by a peace-shooting knocker-upper. This hotel not wanting to be mentioned yet will hire knocker-uppers to respond to guests' requests for a wake-up call. This will be launched in 2024 in an independent hotel looking for a niche to compete with the big guys. If they will use peas is not clear, but was not denied. Alexa or Google was not yet invented until about 60 years later. In the 1930s, knocker-uppers was a popular profession. They were hired in mostly industrial cities in the UK, Ireland, and the Netherlands, among others, to manually wake up late sleepers, so they wouldn't be late for their work. The knocker-upper was a professional who emerged and persisted during the Industrial Revolution when alarm clocks were expensive and unreliable. By the 1940s and 1950s, this occupation had largely disappeared, although it could be spotted in some industrial areas of England until the early 1970s. Catherine Elisa posted a picture of Mary Smith to her Facebook, a renowned knocker-upper from London's East End, who used a pea shooter instead of a pole to shoot dried peas. Mary charged sixpence weekly for her pea shooting service. Unlike other knocker-uppers who simply knocked on doors to wake their clients, they discovered that in doing so, they unintentionally woke up the neighbors as well. Mary Smith's ingenious solution to the problem involved using a technique called pea shooting. By gently tapping peas on the window, she managed to wake up her clients without causing any disturbance to the rest of the street. In the 1930s, she quickly gained immense popularity and became a beloved figure in the East End. The only other knocker-upper in competition with her was located 3 miles away and relied on a fishing rod to tap on windows. The task was usually carried out by older gentlemen and expectant ladies, with occasional assistance from law enforcement officers to boost their income.